I would like to introduce the SGEM Global team from Quebec, Canada, who will be doing the French podcast. We have Dr. Marcel Aymon. Welcome to the SGEM.
Bonjour.
Can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
And I'm Marcel Aymon. I'm working as an emergency physician of one of the leading trauma centers in the province of Quebec.
Hey, do you have a special interest with regards to emergency medicine?
And my main interest and focus also will be mostly on trauma for the SGEM in French.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you found out about the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine?
As for me, as part of the faculty of BEAM, I was rapidly introduced to SGEM by you, Ken. So I thank you very gladly for that. And I hope that in the future will bring a lot of French podcasts for the French listener.
Well, the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine is always trying to cut that KT window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. And it's using social media to deliver the best, high-quality, clinically relevant information to providers so patients get the best care. But I'm wondering,
what do you like most about the SGEM?
Well, it goes in the same way, actually. It's trying to cut down, like you said, the old-fashioned way of doing knowledge translation and making sure that the ED physician are not 5 or 7 years behind, but they're up to date quicker with their practice. So that's what bring me to see SGEM.
So the last question, you know, in this series of 5 questions, of course, my favorite number, is what do you think you can bring the French-speaking SGEM audience? And what I'm looking for that je ne sais quoi.
I have the feeling that because the SGEM French branch will be the first one, to my knowledge, to do it in the province of Quebec and also for French people overseas from France, if they want to listen, that would be very interesting because as a first, usually attracts a lot of people and will bonify their knowledge in their mother tongue.
And I think that French is one of the international languages, if not the international language, isn't it?
It's supposed to be a diplomatic language.
Well, we will be very diplomatic when critically appraising the papers, because we're Canadian. So I've asked each SGEM Global team to pick a few historic episodes of the SGEM to translate into their own language and explain why they picked those episodes.
So I chose, the first one was about trauma, so, and it's already available, which is the blonde cervical injury and the diagnostic utility of CTA versus regular angiography. So that's been done in Translate, and the reason is that it's part of a regular evaluation in the trauma to decide or not to do that kind of evaluation with blonde injury in a polytrauma. So I think it was natural for me to do it. And the second I chose actually was the one study that's been going around in 2014 was the PROCESS study about sepsis shock. So we'll look into that and make sure that the French audience will have a good critic of that new study about septic shock.
Actually, that first episode we did in French, you actually were part of the reason why I thought we should start podcasting in other languages to remove language as one of the knowledge translation barriers. So that I want to give you credit for helping me inspire to break down that KT window even further by removing language. And that first episode, of course, it was on trauma, one of your favorite subjects, was an excellent choice. And then, of course, PROCESS, I mean sepsis, 2014, a huge year in the world of sepsis and early goal-directed therapy. So I think those are great choices.
So there you go. Marcel Aymon will be doing the French version of the SGEM Global podcast. But before we go, I was wondering, Marcel, would you give the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine tagline, but en français? And just to remind everybody, it's remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
N'oubliez pas d'être toujours sceptique, même si vous l'entendez ici, au Skeptic Guide of Emergency Medicine.